These are the recollections of Rabbi Yaakov Yitzchok Herzka of the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal. When did you come to Lakewood first?
1946.
Where were you before that?
I was in Yeshiva Montoya, Merkaz HaTorah.
What? Merkaz HaTorah?
Yeah, Montoya.
Uh-huh. Who was the Rosh Yeshiva there?
Rabbi Yechazan.
Uh-huh. He was later in Tarvadat, right?
Yeah, after this became Rosh Yeshiva Tarvadat.
Right. Okay. What level were you at before you came? That 1946, where were you holding year of learning was that?
I was ready to go to Lakewood that year. I was ready. How did I come to Lakewood? About that time, it was a year after the Mechum ended a few months before. Aaron came to Montreal. All the Roshivas who had come to the United States used the war year in order to permanently settle from the United States. They had to go out to the nearest American consulate, get a visa to go into the United States. So all the Roshivas came to Montreal. I remember Abu Zetzal came. Any Roshiva that you could think came to take out visas. The Aaron came as well with his wife, Welshum, and with a daughter. Abshmir, the second was in Esosor at that time.
What year was that when the Aaron came?
1945.
But he was already in the United States.
He came in 1941. The Aaron came in 1941. He was the daughter of Shiva. He came to Shiva in Lakewood in 1943. He came to take out his visa, permanent visa. And I learned in Yeshiva there, 30 Bochum and Dumelite who had come, they were part of the Shankar Yeshiva, the Mir Yeshiva. They had come, there was a plan that the 400 Bochum from the Mir Yeshiva, from Dumelite, from Shankar should come to settle in Canada. They got visas. So the first vanguard of 30 came to Montreal.
Were you from Shankar?
No, I think. Came to Montreal. They came to settle, so they were in Shanghai, they decided who could come, you know. There were, for instance, I would say, 5-6 Mira, in the very good news, 5-6 Kretzkers, 3-4 Lublina, there was a few Lubavitcher.
Who made this arrangement?
In Shanghai. There was the Rebbetzin of the Hofetzheim, the Mount of Hofetzheim was there. There was Rabbi Lechazan came with that group, and he came in 1941, and someone was Peres Yogin, the son of Rabshapshi Yogin was there. And they came in order that others should come after them. They came 2-3 months before Pearl Harbor. Then was Pearl Harbor, war broke off, the others couldn't come. Uh-huh. They said they stayed. So a few of them founded Yeshiva Merkaz HaTorah. Mira Yeshiva, the Litvish Yeshiva was Albam Yeshiva, and they found the Litvish Yeshiva Merkaz HaTorah. And we had come, a group of Bochum had come from England, had come from Vienna, learned in England, then turned as Austrian citizens, were sent by the British and German came to Canada. Canada were released and went to Toronto in Yeshiva. From Toronto we transferred to Ontario. So we learned in that Yeshiva Merkaz HaTorah. Rav Aaron Itzhak came.
Where did you come from originally?
From Vienna. Rav Aaron Itzhak came, and he came, I think, Wednesday, Friday. I remember the first thing he went to the train to see him, to receive him. The first thing that he asked, what can he do Hashem Shemayim in Montreal? What is it there to do in Montreal? What can my wife do? Then Friday night he said the Shia. I remember, everyone came to Shiva. El Chazan said, I could say the same Shiva.
Uh-huh.
And then there was a Yid came there to the Shiva. He was a Zoknab. I was in those years, around in the early 50s. The Yid was in the 70s, 80s. He was from Shizelwitz. Shizelwitz, Rav Aaron was born in Shizelwitz, next to me. So Yitzhak, I remember of Aaron as a small child. It was called Arle, the Wunderkind. I remember he was a Reb in the Schottische Talmud there.
In Montreal.
In Montreal. No. And then the Aaron said the Shia, the Dam did the Shiva. He stayed with a certain family, Hyper.
Was Rabbi Baron there at the time?
No. Rabbi Baron came later. Not in my, and the man was the second batch. When it came 2-3 years later, mm-hmm. after in 1947-1948 that I had left. And I came to Montreal in 1942. Mm-hmm. The Baron came in 1948. And then Rabbi Baron said, when there was someone there, I was to show him on the side, who was a Kretzker time. Aaron was looking for Buchan at that time, the Lakewood had. When I came to Lakewood, I was number 28. Lakewood had then 24. So I was looking. So they came to me and they said, if I want, if I want to come to Lakewood, Aaron would accept me. That's how I came.
Who was the one in between?
What?
So somebody came to you. Who came to you?
Rabbi Motra Schumann. He was a Kretzker Talmud. Uh-huh. He was a Kretzker Talmud who had come from Shanghai. Uh-huh. The first. He was known. There was, for example, Faskovich was there at the Island of War.
From Yaffe.
Yaffe was there. He became afterwards the Island. And there was someone, Noach Bonshin, one of the biggest in the Mir. And there was a big London there. I could come. And another, me and another few of them, so I decided, okay, go to Lakewood. And that was in 45. I waited another 2-3 months, and I had a chance to come in the student visa. In the January of 46, I came to Lakewood. So Shivitzar was not in Lakewood that time. He had gone to Elsa's Road for his daughter. And he came back 6 weeks later. And after that, he brought Abdoyev Schwartz in the first island. Now that he came, that's 3-4 months later. And the Hassan was 6-7 months later in 46. That's how he came to Lakewood.
So what was the first experience in Lakewood itself?
In Lakewood, can I tell you, it was a small place with this, what could say, it was like Noach Teva, you know the Noach Teva?
Yeah.
It was a Mokim Kodesh. 28 Talmidim. It was Absimcha Zissel, which I was there.
Who?
Absimcha Zissel Evovich, when I worked there, was there. I can say most of the dead, those were there, are not alive anymore. Uh-huh. It was a half, it was Eli Schweib, who was there. Moshe Eisenman, the Tzad, was there. I have an exact list, if you want the list.
I'm not taking history, I'm taking impression.
I can give it exactly so it was in Lakewood at that time. And there was Rabbi Yanche Weisberg, you heard about it. He was the first who gave me Shul Moed. Uh-huh. I came into the Semedesh, it was a very small Semedesh.
Where was it?
It was 617, it was an old building. Do you know how they got this building?
7th Street.
617, 6th Street.
6th Street.
Do you know how they come to the building? That the president of the Pennsylvania Railroad owned that building, and they'd fight with the neighbor, so he wanted to pay them back. So he would sell it in an auction. He sold the building at an auction, and someone that was a local by boss of Vinovich, he bought it for the yeshiva, wood machine. And there were pictures there, I think for the picture, they got more for the picture after that, for their old building cost them. And it was a very nice building. Downstairs was a kitchen, if you're into the kitchen, dining room, and the second floor, the Shiva Tzai, as we call it, Bochum, on the third floor as well.
So that was approximately where the dormitory is now.
Everything was in one building.
No, that building is where the dormitory is now.
No. That is the building where today the Besamedes stands.
The new base.
The new base. Not the new. The Besamedes, they call it the old Besamedes.
The old Besamedes is on 7th Street.
Yeah, but it was, that building was in the middle between 6th and 7th. It was all in state.
Uh-huh.
You drove up in 6th Street, but it stretched actually till 7th. There was nothing there. Mm-hmm. And it was called 617 6th Street. You entered from 6th Street. It was walking in the middle. So you could say that today's building, the Besmeji, a little bit more set back. Mm-hmm. That building was, it was taken down before the big building. And then I saw the bed, where the gradually got smaller. There, Yalach Bochlein, Lomde, Ganzen, I would say, Neuer Steva, you know. No Scheich is the outside world. Uh-huh. Ganzen reingetun, lernen.
Okay, and the other, what was the Seder of Yeshiva?
The Seder of Nosen Machtur was there, it was a younger man, it was not a Mishkia. The Seder of Yeshiva was, Davin was 7:30, exactly the same time. Finished 8:30, 8:30, 9 o'clock was sure, Mishne Bure, 9 o'clock he went to eat, 9:30 the Seder started, then 1:45 to 2, then there was Minche, 2 o'clock they went home, 4 o'clock to eat, 4 o'clock the second Seder started, went till 8:30, was Musa till 9, 9 o'clock went to eat supper, and at 10 we went back again to third Seder. Everyone learned as much as they do. Into Bessa Medesh, Rosh Hashiva was a small Bessa Medesh, next Medesh was a room where the Rosh Hashiva learned and ate his meals. I happened to serve him his meals like I brought from the kitchen to him, ate by himself.
What was the schedule? What was the Rosh Hashiva schedule himself?
Rosh Hashiva schedule itself. He came back Thursday. Usually he was in New York. So I think he came back on usually Thursday afternoon. The same second he came back, he brought up his suitcase, sat down and learned. When we moved to the other building, Forest Avenue, we came to the other building. Learned Musa Seder, he was already on his table, on his seat, learned with the yeshiva, went home.
You learned Musa too?
Yeah, but with the yeshiva, he kept all the storm with the yeshiva, like a book. Then went to eat supper. He learned in the third Seder, he learned in his room. The room was the next mismatch of Forest Avenue. Didn't go back to the other mismatch. And usually, he said the Shia, Shabbos and Sunday, Shabbos and Monday morning. In winter, he said Shabbos, Moshe Shabbos and Sunday. In winter, in summer, he said Shabbos afternoon, Monday morning, two shulim. Then he went to New York. Usually, he went to New York 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, Monday. He came back Thursday. That was usually Saturday. He was involved. A thousand things he said. Remember, I was once slapped with the Rosh Hashiva. Somebody Rosh Hashiva's
in
47th Street. Yeah. In Yeshiva, in Borough Park. Yeshiva was a very big matzah. So we went to the Rosh Hashiva to cry with them. Bochum Berko had to go to Yeshiva and he went to buy butter. I remember he went to Boss Hershkovitz, who was the director for Evidas.
Yeah.
I slept in his house. At 7 o'clock in the morning, like, he called, he got the call, he said, before Fuchinach Smuel, it was called, the teachers are going on strike.
That's true.
He went on it. So he called, called Stephen Klein. You heard the name Stephen
Klein?
Sure. He said, the strike was your tool. So Andrew told him, sent him by telegram, there was a telegram those times, $5,000. $5,000 was a, on my eyes. He did it, that's
Meyer?
How, on my responsibility. Yeah. That's how he worked. And he has a kid, Stephen Klein, has a son, George Klein.
Yeah.
And I told him, I met him in a good meeting a few months ago. He said, he remembers it. That's how he worked. He never knew that at night, I remember came to him 11 o'clock at night in Borough Park. He needed Rabbi Rubinstein. Rabbi Rubinstein. The telephone was busy and busy.
Who was Rabbi Rubinstein?
But was the executive director of Lakewood.
Uh-huh.
So he made me, I called the operator, I cut off the other call because he had to meet him. It was always day and night. Someone wanted to speak to him. The doors were always open. 11 o'clock at night, 12 o'clock morning, he never said, I don't have the time for you, and have time for you.
Why were some people?
There was a man, a problem about wine for Pesach. There was someone, a wine merchant in Shapira, in the east side, and he was the Shaila. They want to take it. The way others do business. The Roshiva got involved to help him.
But a business problem.
Business problem. 2-3 days he spent with him just to help him. He was such a good mensch, whatever he could help. My wife needed an operation. After I was married a year or two.
And
he couldn't get the hospital a bed in business, so so the Roshiva got in there, it was Rabbi Feivison, it was the roof there. He got on the phone and he called and then till he got
it. Is Rabbi Feivison from Muncie now?
No, that was his great uncle.
Oh, yeah.
This goes back 50 years. So he got involved. There was not the biggest or the smallest thing that people asked him that he would refuse.
Anything about the Shiurim that you remember?
The Shiurim, he said, very long and bright Shiurim, it was very to have. I think the big oil, the most of the oil understood pieces from it, but to grasp the whole Shiur with just a few. And I remember of Nosen Tzai went to him once whether he could shorten the Shiurim.
Mm-hmm.
He couldn't understand it. After the Shia, someone sat over the Shia. You know,
who sat over the Shia?
Shmuel Kamenetsky.
Uh-huh.
And after the Rebbe Taub.
Any things that happened during the Shia, how he would interact?
He was very angry with you. He got very excited if you visited. Ramosha Eisenman once asked him in the Shia, and he hacked him back, and he didn't let him. He got very angry with the Shia, and he hacked back and forth. And again. Then Moshe Eisenman said, and so I take, remember, four, I asked the same Shia 4 years ago, and the Shia gave him the same time. He got annoyed, because the Shia was like an express train. It was going, if you interrupted him, It was not. I know other Rashivas more. We were asking it in Shia. They lose themselves. He had the connection. He knew everything, but he was. You don't understand well. Listen better. You understand. Don't keep me back.
Mm-hmm. And the other incidents that you can remember.
I have only she incident. I cannot tell you. That's what I said. I wanted to write down it. I have incident from Princess. But maybe not here. There was a bocha who had. I was standing there. There was a bocha. Rabinovich and him. He had appendix. An appendix attack. Friday night. Friday night. 9:10 o'clock. So she was with him. But she came down. They still in the hospital. Shiva came down. Shiva said exactly what to do. So Shiva said, take him to New York. So Shiva arranged, doctor should come from here, take him to move from Lakewood to New York with him. And was operated in New York.
Where operated here?
In business school. In business school. Tell him soon that Shiva said with the pendant. So the Rosh Hashanah was standing there, and he tells us, the Maise, there's Rav Shniya Zetzai at appendix attack in Kletsk.
Mm-hmm.
Kletsk, what you do in Texas, you go to Vilna.
Mm-hmm.
Vilna, biggest hospital. Went on the train. Opposite of them was a Goy sitting. The Goy asked him, you know, in Europe they called the coupe. Everyone was closed off. Closed our box and the next thing. And the, when you open the door, it was a corridor.
Right.
It was different. All train. Where are you going? He said, I go with my child. He has a appendix, you have to go to Vilna. So the man said, but you have to go to Vilna. My friend, my best, is the head doctor in hospital in Baranovich, much nearer. Listen to me, have him operated.
So the train goes through
Goranovich. from cats. The machine wouldn't listen, wouldn't hear. Mm-hmm. The train came for 20 minutes, stopped in Baranovich, to the Goy Rundown, went to the station, phoned up, the 5 minutes came back. I spoke to my friend, the doctor, he's waiting to you to come and he's operating him right away. The machine said, such a mice. He went down and operated in Baranovich.
Yeah.
The machine said, he would never have made it to Wilder. Because in those times, I remember, people died from the rupture of the splenic. They weighed nothing. But never made it.
How long does it take to get from Cluj to from Baranovich to Vilna? How long would it take?
I don't know. Two, three hours probably. More, I know the route now. I've been there, you know, man. I've been twice already, so I know. I tell you myself, another time I remember, Toshiba got an appendix attack. But they didn't know what to do. So the evening event was here, a doctor came.
Who was the doctor?
English doctor, I don't remember his name.
Tobin?
Tobin. Hi, Tobin. Tobin. You heard the story?
No, I didn't.
What?
No. I just know who the doctor was.
Tobin. Tobin's operating. So Toshiba called his good friends, Sir Bunyan, also Mr. Mm-hmm. Faber. So, no, New York. New York, they called, there was a very big doctor, basically, so, Dr. Ginsberg, top doctor. He was not on the panel, but in his fame, he was one of the, in his days, he was world famous, Dr. Ginsberg. So he decided, come, Dr. Ginsberg, come to New York, I'll send in a operation. So she took a train, a car, there was a examination, Dr. Schulman, a doctor from New York who came with him. He came in business so at 12 o'clock at night. And operated him, the doctor, Dr. Ginsberg stood in. He came out and out, and I think Dr. Schulman said, Baruch Hashem.
Any other stories like that?
What?
Any other incidents like that you remember?
After this, I wanted to write down.
It's all right, no.
I was 12 years in Lakewood. I was on the sheer things in the Rosh Hashanah.
Whatever comes to mind.
So I believe I go. I will go home. I will write down those things and I phone you anything, you know. Comes to my mind. Yeah. Let me think of it.
Yeah.
She went. It was a Machloike. It was the Itzchaim Yeshiva. After there's a little incident, maybe. After Rabbi Zalman died, Rabbi Zalman.
Yeah.
In those days, the Mizruche was not like today. Today, very weak. They were powerful.
Right.
Powerful. All the big rabbon from the Yedishin rabbon, the Gush rabbon, the Mizruche.
Right.
So the Mizruche wanted to put their hand on its Chaim Yeshiva. On the Rishi, because they didn't want.
The Mizrahi,
yeah. And the Rosh Hashanah didn't want that. So the Rosh Hashanah decided to become the Rosh Hashanah in Etz Chaim. So he went there for 3 months. He said, Shurim Etz Chaim, and he went back. And I went to Etz Yisroel in 1950 for a few months. Remember, they were the Menai was a Tuchachinsky. It was well famous, very big man. So the Rosh Hashanah told me, he was there a few months before. They had not paid for his fare yet.
He didn't pay for his fare.
Yeah, she didn't make a pass. He said, please remind him about my fare. I've only seen myself, only after, it goes back 50 years, I don't remember.
Little by little.
Thank you, Master.
No. Uncle Reisberg told me
once, Roshiva told him, whatever more he undertakes, is more Matzliach. Can't say, he said, I have too much in my head already. If he undertakes it somehow, however schwer it goes, is Matzliach. I heard all your shmuzes in. Shul Rav Aaron, He said to Shmuzin, before the Baruch Hashon, the guy burnt himself there for the Shul. But here you have something written down. Yeah, the Shur the Rab Aaron. In the beginning of this man, when we made Chavuses, he was involved in making Chavuses for Bochum himself. Someone told me, Meisen, not long ago, one of the human, this goes back in 43, goes back 60 years. There was a coil in the Lakewood Yeshiva. How was Yeshiva founded? Three young lads came back, Americans from the beer in the home yard, and they made the coil in white braids. Somehow, I don't know, they didn't go to the moved to Lakewood, home beer, moved in the coil to Lakewood. So they wanted to take.
Well, you remember some of them, who they were?
Yeah, of course, I have all the names.
The ones who wore that white plane?
Yeah. There was a Pesach Kohn, the title was a Wilson. I'm not saying that for him. It's Hirschke Noya, so I heard the name of
it. Who?
Hirschke Noya.
Genauer, sure.
Yeah, I was killed in him when I went back. Hirschke Noya, the time. There was, I have the names already now, we can give you all the names, you know. There was Motre Yaffe, the time. If I look it up at home, so they want to make Roshiva. They totally retrieve a Normandian Sachs.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they want to Mendelsachs? Mendelsachs was known, was very reingetun in Lerne. It was mit Yeshiva, ganz zu talk, the place.
Where was he?
He didn't have a stelle den Mund. He had come from Shanghai, and he came with the Amtsal, the three Roshiva came before the war, before the Mahoma started. Lived on the west side. They wanted, afterwards became the, they went to Yeshiva University.
Yeah.
But then we were in the so they want to take it. And Mendelsack said, I'm ready to come, but they want to any shaykhs to money. Don't want to take, I don't want any responsibility.
Right.
But they needed that. They wanted someone to help them, you know, money and mission. And went to Rabbi. Went to answered, Adrabe, I'm ready to say Shurim, I'm ready to help him with the money, ready to take over everything. And when the Baron came, more or less, sooner or later, everything fell into his hands.
So he's a person who was like a kind of capability, Fanem. Yeah, Gata Fanem.
Yeah, yeah, Gata. And then, when I came, there was still the young light, still were there in a certain way, the Barbaton, not anymore. I came in 46. They met up with Baron that he is asking whom to take in. They really wanted just a few. But after a year or two, Abraham became the ganze Barbosa Abraham. Took and the complete of the money became the complete person.
Before some of the young light were involved.
There was someone, Rapile Bishko was the Menai.
Who?
Rapile Bishko.
Bishko?
Yeah, he left. Abraham did not send him away. The Wenzel did not send him away. Told me. I never sent him
any other characteristic incident that you had?
Give me your phone number then. I don't remember now.
Whatever you could come up with.
You have to learn Torah for the Torah's reason, the Torah's sake, not become a role for those. You have to learn Torah.
Was he unique in this?
Yeah, people came to him. People asked him what I'm doing. There was a mindset. I don't know who it was. I think it was in hospital already. He was sick already. They said, tell the man, in Lakewood we learn Torah for the sake of Torah.
Well, what did the man ask him?
He asked men in the Tachas of Lakewood. Yeshivas or does something. So Rabban was already sick, so it says that she is something Italian. In Lake, the Tach of Lake is to learn Torah for the sake of Torah. It is immer, not for Tachlis, not to be above, not to be also, for the godless, for the sake of Torah. Remember, on the fifth, a Kofferman spoke in Simchas Torah, said, the Torah was the Ebesh to be to us. From Melmailo, we were solche to get the Torah, give it back to us, in order to leave it again. The Hashivas and the God of the Torah, with the ganzen Heilig, again, that it is more Tachlis, the Mensch, darf jede Minute und auch lernen und don't learn. Learn to learn, we have to learn to become a godel, to schreibe tshuva, to know teure. The ganze Schkofe darf sein, become a godel, to know teure, thoroughly. It was a fire.
How about his, how was he looked upon by the other Rosh Hashivas, the other Rabbanim?
He was what?
What was his relation with other Rosh Hashivas and Rabbanim?
Very good relationship.
How they
treated him. They're the biggest chayyim. They knew who he was and
who they were. They knew him before.
Yeah, of course.
From Europe. Mm-hmm. He had a big reputation in Europe.
Yeah, he was in America already before. Yeah. It wasn't the first time. It was a year in America, a year or two before. It was America a year for chayyim. Then they built him. Put up a new building in Katz, never planned. The Rabbi Meister was on. Rabbi Chon Wasserman was here as well.
Right.
They told him, it was bad times already. Stay here. Bring the yeshiva, we bring the whole yeshiva here. So Rabbi Chon said, it's like a spinweb. A yeshiva is like a spinweb. If you move it, it gets torn, nothing is left. They moved the yeshiva, nothing left the yeshiva. And then Rabbi Yaakov Kamenetsky, Tzai was here. He came for Slobodka Kollel. And he was here a long time. And then he wrote back to Slobodka, I see the matzev, as the shomer said, the brings the machoma, they kill everything. I give the answer, come here, we bring the oil here. They laughed at him. So he said, I will not come back. I will not go back. I will bring my family here. But listen to me, come. So his family came to Toronto. He got a stay in Toronto. But his family came on the last boat before the Mechoma started. I was in Toronto in 42 when he was a roof there. I don't know that anymore. Someone was in Seattle. The Baron came already in the middle of the, just a few weeks before the Mechoma in 41. They're good about them. They're good at a special project to bring Rosh Hashivas. Rabot and Rabuven, Rabal and Rabobom Yafe. They all came in the time.
When did Rav Kamenovich come?
Kamenovich is a different message. Kamenovich came to Mira Shent, Yeshiva Center, 34, 35, because I tell you, I had a big shaykh about Rav Kamenovich. He asked me to, because they're writing a book about him. He came in 34, 35, or maybe in 36, to open an office for the Meir Yeshiva. The budget for the Meir Yeshiva was $15,000
a year.
Yeah, which he made in New York. Not easy. Today's easy. He made the budget. But he was there sick on his legs. So I was a small book, I learned about the shtetl in Czechoslovakia, Pishani it was called, a kurort. I learned one day, it was the Anschluss in Austria when Hitler came in.
Right.
2 days later, the doors opened up, it smells Shachris. Abkhamnovich walks in.
Mm-hmm.
Walks in. And he had come with a Polish passport. I had to go to stamp his passport. He had come to Germany, then to Vienna. A year, and then he came to Pishon. A year before he was in Vienna already, because someone told me, Aaron came a year before to Vienna and he told someone, Gabi Fischer here, and he said he wants to buy fruit, took him fruit because he wants to go to hospital, visit Kamenovich. Mm-hmm. And then he came, he stayed in Pishon 3-4 weeks, and he went to the Mir, 3-4 weeks later, he was back again in Pishani in the summer, stayed another 3-4 weeks, took bath, and we meshamesh in the Bochum, the Tide, everything, stayed in the hotel. And there was a big machloekes in Pishani, mixed into the Kshurim, the game Kumelucha. Before I went home, the old Neiderhof came special for Neiderhof to say goodbye to him. Then he went for Elo to the Mir, and from there he went back to America. But he moved to America late in 36 days, even earlier. He lived in Bedford Avenue, I know exactly where he lived. Mm-hmm. In the same house as Gilari Shore.
So in Williamsburg.
Williamsburg. So the downstairs was the Boston, the Steve, and upstairs. Wall Street. Yeah, but after, what's the next street after Rodney Street?
Rodney, which direction?
To Taylor Street.
Rodney Ross.
Ross, but there was a corner of Ross.
Ross, Wilson, Taylor.
Yeah.
So I remember the bus that I based on this.
Yeah, no, they lived upstairs.
On Bedford Avenue.
Yeah.
Okay. We more of a barn now, back to
Bedford. No more of a barn. When he was in hospital,
yeah,
he was a shamashin,
yeah,
in Bochum,
yeah,
you know, and he was a long time, you know, he was like maybe 6 weeks in hospital, Presbyterian medicine.
Yeah.
You know, at Union, he had no money, no one could pay. Irving Woman, Union got someone from the city, from the charge of the welfare, like, he paid his whole bill.
Uh-huh.
And that man, as soon as he paid the bill, he died.
The man who paid the bill?
He paid the bill and he died.
Mm.
He was there for the drugs, he was here for that.
Mm.
And he had, you know, he always complained on the pain in the stomach, always complained. Maybe it's not interest for you, but then he always complained. There was a doctor here who was a chava from Isa Zayman, I don't remember, from Slutsk.
Yeah.
And all the yeshivas went to him. Don't remember. The man went to him.
He here in America?
He was a doctor. He
came not in Lakewood.
In New York.
Yeah.
He became a doctor in a few months. A very good cop.
Yeah.
Every yontif he came to Lakewood, Rabban. There were two people who came every yontif.
Do you remember his name?
Yeah. One was Mr. Rabbi Marcus. One, and he was doctor. I don't remember his name, I think about it. I went them all to him. Reuven was there, all the yeshivas went there. And he complained about the stomach and some, I don't know. Then he went to where Rabban went to Erdesroel again for then went to England. And my shvogar was learned in the college in Gates.
What was his name?
Chaim Feldman. Uh-huh. He's there off in Gorgeous Green. So he brought him to Gateshead for Shabbos. He said the whole shtetl came out to greet him. And he asked him on the train about learning Lakewood. He said, they learn much too slow. I told them to learn much faster, but they don't listen to me.
I mean, they learn faster in Lakewood?
They learn too slow in Lakewood.
Uh-huh.
But he tells them learn faster, don't listen to him. And they say the shurim. The next day, he went back to London, and the whole shtetl went to the train station in Newcastle. When he came back here, he complained again. They put him into Columbia Medical Center. I remember by the Levi, someone told me he was with some scolding. It was scolding, a big Wilma scolding. Says he went to visit Dobar and the Tsar. Dobar said, it's a few days already, they don't find anything. He found him, he was washing himself all around. He said, why do you wash yourself? He said, I have to go down for x-rays, and quite a breeze, I have to do it, quite a breeze.
Uh-huh.
And then said, they didn't find anything, so I'm going. In a few days, I go home, and the Zman is starting, going to say Shulam again at Eker. When they say it's about that Eker, they found something. Yed Nebuch in a Machen. And Shabbos had to make emergency operation on Shabbos. That the head of Presbyterian of Columbia had chosen operated him. Remember, Sora was running here, said Tilem on Shabbos. And they operated on him. So the doctor, he was laying weeks and weeks, and the doctor said, he'll never be the same again. Maybe he'll live, but he'll never be the same. But he carried through four or five years. The Bochum the whole time of the Shabbos.
Were you there?
No, I wasn't. I was a rabbi in Chassan Soifer here. I couldn't, it was Bochum from Lakewood. I was a rabbi in Chassan Soifer.
Uh-huh.
I couldn't because maybe I should have gone at night. I blame myself a little bit, but I taught for every day from 93.
Yeah,
the Bochum were there the whole day, shifts.
What year did you leave Lakewood?
I left Lakewood in, I think, in, I mean, 62.
Oh, so you were there one time.
Yeah. So then he had a heart attack.
In the hospital.
So remember, I called Rishul the night before I died in the hospital. Said, Aaron is very, very crank. The doctor, Dr. Lessin, there was a young man, they could listen.
Yes, yeah.
His father was a heart specialist in Boston.
Yeah.
He was sitting there at the bed, watching over him. And they were all nervous and off.
For the father or the son?
The father. So son, he didn't know. There was a big doctor, heart and cardiologist. Then he woke up, the Rabbi says, what is the tumor? What's the tumor? I've been a ganze Jahr to work with Eberson.
Yeah.
Fell a little bit in a coma. I don't know. And he said, all those who take care of him should live at all their ganz Leben. The Kachol.
Anybody who took the day, he was like a bracha.
Yeah. I said, we don't care for him all in the hospital. Live at all. Die Dämonik war nicht da. Die Dämonik, ja. Dann ist gewohnt der Scheile. What to do, dann kommen alle Rosche Schiebes. Alle Rosche Schiebes zu. Hat man gewollt, die Schiebe. What to become in the Lakewood. Das ist Section. Und jetzt einmal sich eingespart. Zum Bringen nach Erzischule.
Wer hat sich eingespart?
Sam und hat sich eingespart.
You don't know what?
I think it was the Rebbe zu nehmen.
Yeah.
Eingespannt, ich should take him so. Der Moshe was there. Wir bringen nach Erzisroel. So this is Donnerstag, he died Donnerstag. Donnerstag morning. And I came and took him to the chapel, Jerem chapel,
in Wilhelmsburg.
There they made the Tahara, remember? The Nosen was there, but Tahara made the Tahara. Then they made the Levi, they took him back to Lakewood. Maybe the alte Square Rebbe came at Pichle Weile there. Then took him back to Lakewood. On Sunday morning, was in the Weile in Lakewood. Sunday morning, in the Weile in Lakewood. And I went, of course, to the Weile. Sunday night, he flew every morning, the Meister being there. I don't know if the Meister is MS or not. I tell you, I don't know my MS. I heard it from a few people, right? So the master, I'm a little bit overcome for the master. So, the Sunday night, Sunday morning was Levi, and we went TWA to Paris. A Moshe Tzal came to the Bissacore.
You came on the plane?
No. The book, Kubu Ten Book, and went on the plane.
You remember who they were, more or less?
No.
Anybody
I don't know. But what I want to tell you, Meister, the Mordig Meister, but I'm not sure the Meister is MS. Mm-hmm. I heard the Meister from people. Rabbi Aaron on his way.
Could you say who it was?
What?
Could you say who told you the Meister?
No. Rabbi Aaron decided on his way back. Once from there, so 3 years before.
Yeah.
He went Theater Soul mit der Hof, Jose Hof in South America. Ich sagte, was going to El Sol?
Remember his name?
I was a Hof 30, 40 years in El Sol in South America. I want to go and settle in El Sol. It's a soul in Africa, retire.
Yeah.
The bank said, no, you have to back, I have to go back to El Sol.
Yeah.
El Sol, I think, look, but I want to go to El Sol. The bank said, I am going back as well. When I go, you will go.
Uh-huh.
And in Paris, the boat,
the man
of the plane.
You don't remember the name of the man.
You have to put the message twice. You have to inquire into it.
You know who else would know the story?
You have to ask those who went on the plane.
Uh-huh.
And there's a story, then Paris, someone else came on.
Oh,
the plane went from here to Paris, from Paris to Paris, and to
okay. Any closing remarks you want to make about the whole experience of Ramayana, like a hadron? Like, what would you want people to remember that you had this experience? Finale.
I mean, I only can see this is the gift of Torah. Gift of Torah, you see, nefesh of Torah, the brain from Torah, or it's from my eyes.
And you keep, as you have that before you, all the time.
Oh, don't forget, you never forget. Forgive me, sight of by Ish Chesed, by Emes, Mordegi Yerushalmai, Mordegi Yerushalmai.
Thank you very much, Rabbi Herzkel, for your kind words. Thank you.